Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading Psalm chapter 61. Psalm 61, yes. Let's see what David says to the Lord in this psalm. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings, Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So will I ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. Amen. So we see here in this psalm that David is crying out to the Lord. There are different types of psalms that we see in the whole collection of psalms, and one of the types of psalms that we see happen over and over again is the psalm of lament. It's crying out to the Lord, asking and pleading for his help in times of trouble, and today that's exactly what we see in Psalm 61. David is crying out to the Lord, and he's saying, Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my prayer. He says, from the end of the earth, verse 2, from the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Perhaps you've lived life long enough to know that there are days and seasons when our hearts are faint, when we're weak and discouraged, burnt out. Perhaps that is you today, or perhaps you know someone who is experiencing that right now. And if that's you, or if you know someone who is faint, this psalm is for you. And this psalm is for your friend, your family member. At the end of verse 2, he says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There is a safety and a refuge that is greater than anything that we can conjure up in our own life. There is a safety and refuge, a safe haven that is better than anything that this world can offer. And I love the end of verse 2, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And David declares in verse 3, for you, Lord, have been my refuge. You have been a strong tower against my enemy. You, O Lord, have been my firm foundation. You, O Lord, have been my safety and my safe haven. You have been my rock and my salvation. And he declares that this refuge is better than him. This refuge is better than the world can offer. God wants us to come into his presence each day and to know that in his presence, we can find refuge, that he is our rock and our salvation, that he is our help in times of trouble. He is our strength when we are faint. And when we come into his presence, he invites us to dwell in his tent. He invites us to take refuge under the shelter of his wings. He is our rock. Now, you might be confused by the latter half of this psalm. Why is David pleading to the Lord and saying, prolong the life of the king, may his years endure to all generations? Why is David saying that? Well, we have to come to understand that David's plea for blessing and a prolonging of life for him as the king is not just a selfish prayer, but it's because the blessing and the prolonging of life of the king will ultimately be a blessing to the people he oversees. And so he says in verse 7, may he be enthroned forever before God. Lord, appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. When our king remains enthroned forever, the kingdom is blessed. The people in the kingdom are blessed. And in verse 8, he says, the result of this prolonging of life and this blessing is a result of praise. It's a result of worship. And so in verse 8, he says, so will I ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. Today, I want to encourage us to know that we have a king who endures to all generations. Out of the line of David, we have a king named Jesus. And it's through Jesus that we can be blessed by his steadfast love and faithfulness. We can be blessed by his kingship over our life. God our Father appoints steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him as our king. And it's for this very reason that we can sing praises to his name. It's for this very reason that we can find refuge in his name. It's for this very reason that we can go to the rock that is higher than us. He is our refuge and our safe haven, our strong tower against our enemy, our strength when we are faint. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you that he is our king that endures to all generations. Lord, we thank you that you have appointed steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over your son, Jesus. We thank you that he is our everlasting king. And so today we want to sing praises to your name. Lord, when we are faint, when we are tired, when we are burnt out, when we are, Lord, struggling to meet, to make ends meet. Lord, when we are going through family and friendship struggles, whatever it may be in our life, where we need refuge and strength. Help us to know, Lord, that we have a rock that is higher than us. Lead us, Lord, to the rock that is higher than us, for you have been our refuge, a strong tower against our enemy. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thanks everyone for joining us in our daily devotionals. Let's go to the Lord. Let's go to our God, to our rock, to our refuge. Have a great Friday.